Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Hola! We are dead center of our work week now. 10 hours behind us and 10 hours to go this work week. And why does it matter to me? Well, I'm excited about the weekend. Not only will Bob be back in the neighborhood, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, Bob will be back to visit coming up on Thursday evening. No, he's not coming to work with me, but he will be back. And then my brother is actually coming up for the weekend because I want him and Bob to spend more time together. This is really funny, you guys. Can you keep a secret? Please keep a secret. My brother's birthday was in July. Bob's birthday is in June. And for Bob's birthday, I got him two gifts. Well, I got him a couple that I sent to him, and I made some baked goods. But I got him two experiences as gifts. Producer Jay knows sometimes I get carried away with my gifts because I get really excited. So for Bob, and Bob knows this, it's not a surprise for Bob, we went to the Statue of Liberty and climbed all the way to the crown when he was here in September. That was one of his gifts because he'd never been to the Statue of Liberty and he wanted to climb to the crown. So we did that. It was amazing. His second gift, because he knows I'm big into symphony and I'm big into not just symphony music, but John Williams symphony music. He wrote the score for the original Jurassic Park, and New Jersey Symphony Orchestra is playing on Halloween weekend. So it's coming up this Saturday. The Jurassic Park score while the movie airs live. Jay went to see, did we see Empire Strikes Back? Is that what we saw? Or did we see?
Yes.
We saw Empire Strikes Back last year. Or no, in May, I guess.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Incredible.
It's so good. The score is alive in a different way when you see it, the movie with the music being played directly underneath the screen. So that was Bob's other birthday gift. My brother is coming up this weekend, and I was in a bit of a pickle because I realized that he's coming up to go hiking and eat pizza with Bob and I on Saturday. My brother loves to hike, and we want to introduce Bob to what we believe is New Jersey's best pizza. We are sure of it. It's a mom-and-pop shop that's been there for 30 years in my town. We love this pizza. My brother comes to visit just for the pizza. I swear he does. And so we decided we would take Bob hiking for the first time in either New Jersey or in the Catskills. We're not sure where yet. And then we'll do the pizza thing. But because we already had tickets to the symphony, I had to get my brother a ticket. So thankfully, this is where the secret comes in. Thankfully, there was a seat, a single seat, four seats down from us in the same row. So we'll just ask people to move and switch so we can sit together. So it looks like I did it from the beginning because I had to get my brother a ticket and pretend like he was included all along. Although I guess that isn't necessary because he didn't decide he was coming up until about 3 weeks ago. But it's a surprise for him. He doesn't know. I didn't get him a gift for his birthday in July. I told him we would do something fun together, and he said, okay. And I'd still been trying to figure out what to do for his birthday. And so I got him the ticket, and I said to him, hey, Maddie, you have to bring a nice shirt for the weekend. And he said, why? And I said, well, because we finally have your birthday surprise. And he said, what is it? I was like, well, it's a surprise. You're not allowed to know. He said, okay, do I need to bring nice pants as well? And I said, well, that's up to you. Bob and I will adjust accordingly. But I said, make sure you bring a nice shirt. So he's been trying to guess what we're doing on Saturday night. Do you know what his family's come up with? This is what he thinks we're doing on Saturday night. They've told my mom. They've told me. They've decided that for his birthday present, I'm taking him tie shopping for the wedding. On a Saturday night, that's the best birthday present I can come up with.
Oh, let's go.
We're taking you to the mall to go shopping for ties for the wedding. Like, are you serious? That's your birthday present? How selfish would that be?
Oh, what
hey,
a day.
Matthew, happy birthday. Let's go buy a tie for my wedding.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Could you imagine? Anyway, that would just be rude and also not fun. And who the hell wants to go tie shopping on a Saturday night? Like, what? No.
Any night, really. Tie shopping just sounds so like,
okay,
oh,
whatever. It's a semi-formal wedding.
I see a tie. That one looks good. There we go. Done.
You know what's really funny is that people keep assuming because the wedding's in Texas on a ranch that it's a country wedding, meaning jeans, denim, cowboy boots, cowboy hats. So we had to pivot because we lost our photographer. He had a health issue, so he had to back out. And we were a little nervous because it was 2 months out. This just happened last week, and we're trying to figure out how in the world we're going to find a photographer who will give us the same rate as what the original guy did. We actually ended up getting a better rate, so we're really excited about that. But I talked to the photographer Monday before I paid a deposit. I spoke to him Monday, and we were talking about the wedding, and he filled out what he calls a shot sheet, where he kind of goes through the chronology of the wedding and how we have it set up and what elements we're going to have. So, for instance, he says, are you doing the bouquet toss and the garter toss or whatever it's called, the garter thing? And I said, no, we're not doing either one of those. So he kind of crosses them off. Mm-hmm. So he knows what it is that he has to be ready for when it comes to pictures. We kind of described to him how we want the pictures. We're less into formal family photos and more into candids with groups, that type of thing. But anyway, so he says to me at the end, so when I told him where the wedding was located, he said, oh, so it's a country wedding with denim and cowboy boots. I almost dropped the phone. No, it's a semi-formal wedding. Long dresses, no denim allowed. Do you know we put that in the email that we sent to our family and friends to tell them about the cookie bar and some of the other wedding weekend events? No denim allowed.
Clarify.
We did have to clarify. Just because it's out in the country, does not mean you're dressing down. No denim allowed. Semi-formal attire. So the photographer thought we were going to be getting married in denim. Nope. Mm. Clearly does not know me yet. But after the conversation, he said to me, this sounds like a lot of fun. I'm really excited to be included. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I told him he could eat and he could have cupcakes and cookies too.
Sounds like a good win.
Yeah,
for him,
it does.
For everybody.
It does. Plus he gets paid.
Better rate for you. He gets to eat and everyone wins.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is my brother's idea of a birthday surprise. I'm taking him to get ties. Yeah. We're ordering the ties. Here, this is also part of the secret. We found an outlet that not only has the right color for my niece's bridesmaids' dresses. So it's an online outlet. They got their dresses. They ordered them, blah, blah. They're the same color as the flowers that we're using, but they also sell ties. And because we need them to be the same color, we're just ordering them from the same outlet. So we're not even shopping for ties. We're getting them online, for heaven's sakes.
And they know that? He knows that?
My sister-in-law does. I don't know why she thought that. Maybe she's trying to throw him off the scent. I'm not sure. But I tell you what, they have no idea. So that's great. And my brother doesn't know New Jersey. So when we drive to Newark on Saturday night to go to the symphony, he's going to have no idea. It's going to be awesome.
And if he does actually think that he's going tie shopping, I mean, it could really only go up from there, right? So the surprise is going to be even better.
Thanks, Jay. Yes. It can only go up from there. Shopping for the wedding. Boo.
Oh, no.
Boo.
Ties, really specifically.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why Jay's not coming to the wedding, because he doesn't want to wear a tie.
I have a couple nice ties.
I was going to say, I feel like I've seen you dress up for other friends' weddings.
Oh, yeah, of course. I like to look good at a wedding.
See?
Yeah.
Not that crazy that we'd be shopping for ties, just not on a Saturday night for his birthday present.
No, yeah, that just doesn't sound like a great birthday extravaganza.
No, but I would never do that. But it's hysterical that that's... actually, maybe it's an insult that that's what my family thinks of me. My brother's family actually thinks...
That's one way to look at it.
That I would take him tie shopping for his birthday. What is wrong with my family? They don't get me at all.
Yeah, that's a little insulting.
It is, a little. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, our hump show, so we get off the beaten path. Thank you again for all of your tweets and Facebook posts about Mom's birthday. I don't even think I showed her that I posted about her. She's not on Twitter, but she is on my Facebook page, actually. She's busy on my Facebook page. So I'd love for you to check out that photo if you haven't seen it. It was from earlier this year. I actually think it was, it was March. It was early March. So then while you're on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our Facebook page, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. That's coming up in just a half hour from now, always part of the Hump Show. You still have a few minutes left to vote for the After Hours TD of the Week. That poll is ongoing. And I want to make sure I deliver the results of the other poll that just ended a few minutes ago. In light of the Bills dropping two of their last three games and the Niners dropping back-to-back games on the road and not looking good in either case, the Bills and the Niners, they've scuffled the last few weeks. You've got Fred Warner talking about how they have to dig down deep. Nick Bosa saying, hey, maybe we're not as good as we thought we were. Josh Allen saying that this team has gotten, you know, popped in the mouth. We've got to figure it out. If we knew what was wrong, we would be doing it. But it's been frustrating for us, too. We'll hear from him in a little bit, getting set for Thursday Night Football. But we asked you, which team is more worthy of worry right now? Which team has you more concerned right now? My favorite response was the dude on Facebook who took time to tell us it was the dumbest question he'd ever heard in his life. Well, thank you for responding. Appreciate that. I love it when people are like, I don't care, but they responded on the post. Or this is the dumbest question, and yet somehow you're still here posting on the question. So, okay, we win.
Dumbest question he's ever heard in his entire life.
Yeah, like...
It's like an honor, honestly.
Seriously, I feel so special. I once had a program director who told me, it doesn't matter if people love you or hate you. If they have a reaction to you, it means you've got them hooked. So thank you, sir. I appreciate that compliment. Which team has you more concerned right now? Overwhelmingly, 83% of you went with the Buffalo Bills over the San Francisco 49ers. Now, I agree with you. I told you on yesterday's show why I believe the Niners are still in a better place, but why I'm concerned about the Bills. I don't like their run game. I do not love, in fact, I can't stand the way they start slowly. What is wrong with you? Coming out of the locker room, you're supposed to be one of the best teams in the NFL. Why do you look so bad to start the last three games? It's inexcusable for a veteran team with veteran coaches that you step on the field and you look like a wet noodle. You play like a wet noodle. You almost look like you're out there warming up and that you think the game kicks off an hour from when it actually does. It's just, again, for a veteran team, it's inexcusable. You know what you're facing on an NFL Sunday. Why aren't you ready to go? I don't love the turnovers, though there have been fewer of those since the beginning. I know they've had injuries. I understand it. Still, they're a veteran team. They've got wisdom and experience all up and down that lineup. And I'm frustrated. I'm not even a Bills fan. And I'm frustrated with how they start games and the way that it seems like they wait till the last second. Anyway, I'm with you on the Bills. They have a quick turnaround. They have to get right back on the field. And Josh Allen, actually, it's funny because earlier I said, knowing Josh Allen, I would think that he would want to play the next day. And yeah, he kind of echoes that. We got to figure this out.
It's another opportunity, and it's closer than Sunday. Gives us a chance to do what we love, and that's to play this game. And, you know, our goal is to play it at a high level, and, you know, we're very aware that we haven't played up to our standard and our potential the last couple weeks, and we're looking to fix that. So any opportunity that we get to play this game, you know, we're going to jump at it. But make no mistake, it's a tough Tampa Bay defense and team coming in here Thursday night.
Well, that it is. The Tampa Bay defense also full of veterans, and they're tough and they're physical. But according to Baker Mayfield, watch out because the offense is just about to light it up.
We're just so close, and you know, getting tired of saying that, but it's the truth. When you go back and watch it, it's one play here or there that's going to make the difference in, you know, us keeping drive sustained and or the big plays over the top to get those explosive plays. So we're close. Way too many penalties. That's really what stuck out when rewatching the film. Like I mentioned after the game, but when you rewatch it, it really did kill the drives and take away some good plays.
They obviously ran into a buzzsaw in the Lions 2 weeks ago. And remember, Dan Campbell talked about how the Lions had more fans there in Tampa than did the Buccaneers. So that was kind of their first big pop in the mouth. But this past weekend, as Baker Mayfield talks about, they did have some opportunities and did not capitalize. There were three different fumbles by Desmond Ridder. In fact, the entire game featured five turnovers. And the one that probably sticks in Baker's craw is the interception that he threw under 4 minutes to go in the final quarter. And it really did ruin a late drive there. And so they were able to tie the game with a field goal about 45 seconds to go. Atlanta, though, has a close to 40-yard pass play with Kyle Pitts and also is able to get into field goal range for Younghoe Koo. But the late interception is the one that bothers you because you only have so many opportunities left at that point. So the Niners certainly understand that, right? Because Brock Purdy had a pair of interceptions in the last two drives. So for the Buccaneers, I do believe they still have tools in place and weapons in place. I mean, Mike Evans had a touchdown over the weekend. Let's not forget, he and Chris Godwin, when they're in sync and when Baker finds them and they can do work, this team, this offense is good. So it's the NFC South that's still wide open. But if the Bucs are so close, we'll see if a Thursday night game in Buffalo does anything for their offense.
I suck today. We suck today. It was awful.
It just sucked. All of it sucked. All right. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, on our Facebook page, the Phillies fall short in what I consider to be stunning fashion. After the way they started the NLCS, the way they finished it was complete opposite end of the spectrum. So in light of that, our question tonight, what other upset completely caught you off guard? It's an upset that you never saw coming. So you can find us on social. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. We'll get to some of your responses straight ahead. I'm waiting for somebody to say Panthers and Bruins. I'm waiting for somebody to say it. Jay just made a gesture at me behind the double pane glass. I'm so sorry. You can talk about it, Jay. You can be the one to explain why I ruined it, didn't I?
A little bit.
It'd be like ruining a Saturday night going tie shopping for your birthday gift. Don't forget to send your voice so dumb. Don't forget to send your questions for Ask Amy.
I'm Kate Abdo, the host of Kicking It, a new weekly show from the CBS Sports Golasso Network, where Clint Dempsey, Charlie Davies, Mo Adu, and I connect with the biggest personalities from global soccer and beyond to learn about their journeys and what makes them tick. This is the place for football fans to hear unfiltered conversations with the game's most familiar faces. So what are you waiting for?
Follow and listen to Kicking It on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything. It's about 20 minutes from now. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Hello, first time caller.
Awesome.
Long time listener.
Great.
Taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling for the first time ever.
Love your show, Amy. Thank you. Thanks for putting on such a great show, giving me something to listen to on my way home from work.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to tell you, you do a fantastic job. I want to let you know that there's a lot of police that listen to your show. I laugh when I hear how people chime in and hate on you a little bit. I'm like, I use your show as an encyclopedia because the next day, I'll just go and talk about what you talk about. People can count like I'm the man around here with my sports knowledge. So I love it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Give all the credit in the world to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're like the little engine that could. They really are. Scrappy, that's what I think of. And I know they're very talented. But scrappy, resilient, tough, determined. As much as I'm impressed by what Arizona just accomplished in these playoffs to reach the World Series, the Phillies ouster is stunning. I mean, it's stunning. They were a completely different team from games 1 and 2 to the return in Philadelphia for games 6 and 7. Different team. Trey Turner and Bryce Harper went 0-for-8 combined in game 7. Nick Castellanos, after those few incredible home runs to kind of punctuate the home stands, remember Liam and the incredible facial expressions? He was rough these last few games. They were, what do we say, Jay? 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position in game 6 and 7. They could not come up with a big hit when they needed it. Outside of the Alec Bohm home run, the Bryson Stott RBI in game 7, where they briefly had the lead. That was it. But they left the bases loaded in that inning and couldn't get another big hit against Brendan Fott. I mean, it's pretty stunning. So in light of that, we're asking you, what are a few other upsets you never saw coming? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then on our Facebook page. And since I already ruined Jay's night, I do that so often. I mean, if he was really honest, it probably happens 4 out of 5 nights here on the show. What would you like to say about the upset that you never saw coming, Producer Jay?
That was, well, just because the Bruins had set what? Had the most points in NHL history.
And the most wins.
And the most wins, and we're pretty much a lock to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
A lock, you say? A lock?
Yep. And then the number 8 seed Panthers come in, and I don't think anyone saw that coming. I especially didn't see that coming.
And it was how it happened, too, with multiple games in sudden death, right? Bruins had home ice advantage, so Game 7 was on their ice.
There was no way anyone thought the Bruins were going to lose, especially in the series, but going into Game 7, like you said, at home in Boston, I'm still shocked by it. I still don't believe it.
I bet there are plenty of Bruins fans who feel the same way.
Yeah.
Still can't get over it. And honestly, we've seen a couple of responses along these same lines. There are Patriots fans, New England sports fans, that still cannot stop thinking about 2007 and the Super Bowl victory from the Giants. I mean, we could talk about the David Tyree, blah, 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 whatever. That has got to be one of the most stunning moments in all of Super Bowl history, right up there with the Patriots winning in overtime against the Falcons. But I mean, they lost. And Tom Brady will say that as much as he enjoys his Super Bowl rings, and he certainly does, he likes to flash them and he's the most decorated quarterback in history, it's that game that he will never forget. He'll never stop replaying because they would have had the perfect season. They would have been, they were 19-0, right? And all they needed was to take out the upstart Giants, who they had beaten, was it the last game of the regular season?
Last game of the season.
They'd beaten them in the last game of the regular season. And, you know, now the Giants say that gave them such a blueprint for how to approach the Patriots in the Super Bowl. But still, I'll never forget where I was, what I was doing, how I reacted when Tyree caught that ball against his helmet.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Well, that's one word for it as a Giants fan, but there are plenty of Patriots fans out there that I'm sure still can't get over it and are still crushed by it.
Yeah, that's history ripped from you from one of the most, you know, unfathomable plays that we've ever seen. I mean, that play that happens again, it wouldn't happen again. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
It's 1 out of 100 times.
It wouldn't happen again. Exactly. All right, a few of those upsets you never saw coming. On Facebook, Wayne says, for me, it was the Mavericks as the 1 seed losing to the 8 seed Warriors in the playoffs. Is that another one of yours, Jay?
Yeah, I had that on my list.
Okay. What year was that, Jay?
2006, I want to say.
All right. So Wayne stole your thunder there. Sorry. Producer Jay is getting the shaft. Raymond on Facebook says the Marlins over the Yankees. He said 2006, but it was 2003, right, when the Marlins beat the Yankees? In the World Series. Let's see. Andy says the Cubs over the Indians, the then Indians in Game 7 of the World Series. Remember that one was a It was a rain delay, too. It went into extra innings in Game 7. It went into the 10th inning, and the Indians were up in that game, not to mention up in the World Series, and the Cubs came all the way back. Weren't they up 3-1, and the Cubs came back to win that World Series in extras? So that was also a stunner. But for the Cubs fans and erasing the 108-year drought, that was amazing. And then Bud on Facebook, Appalachian State over Michigan, as in college football, back in 2007. That was also a nutty and just season opener, one of those that was tough to fathom. So on our Facebook page, you can continue weighing in. On our Twitter, After Hours CBS, we've seen a few of them. Lori says the Diamondbacks beating the Yankees in 2001. And I've seen someone else mention that series as well, in large part because of Mariano Rivera. I mean, he was on the mound, the greatest closer of all time, a Hall of Famer, and had not given up any runs in that series, if I remember. Although, gosh, it was a long time ago, so the details are fuzzy.
There's a stat that more men have walked on the moon than Mariano Rivera has allowed to score in the postseason. So odds are he didn't.
That's incredible. Let's see. Brian goes with Diamondbacks over Dodgers in this NLDS because LA won the West Division by 16 games over Arizona. He also says Padres over Dodgers in 22 because LA won the season series 14-5 and the Padres were 22 games back in that division. So yeah, upstart NL West wild cards taking out the Dodgers the last 2 years. Brian, that's a smart one too. And then he says Kings over Canucks, Blues, Coyotes, and Devils in 2012. The Kings were an 8 seed in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and they ended up kind of steamrolling. Well, not steamrolling, but they ended up eliminating three top seeds in the West then. Well, the top seeds in the West. Okay, let's see. Another one, 1992 National Championship, Alabama over Miami. Lee Corso famously called Alabama a high school team. Well, that was dumb. So those are a few of them on Twitter. Willie says the Jets over the Colts. I'm assuming he's referring to, was it Super Bowl III? Also not one that I know anything about because I did not see it. Let's see. Eric says the 97 World Series never saw the Marlins beating Cleveland. So that goes back to their other World Series appearance. Yeah, we've got some pretty incredible moments if we think back, upsets that we never saw coming. And regardless of sport, it's kind of fun to process those. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. And while you're there, you've got a couple minutes left to vote for TD of the Week. And straight ahead, Ask Amy Anything. So shoehorn those questions in. Get it. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on the Hump Show, middle show of the work week.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Hey, Producer Jay, are we still getting questions about the wedding?
Of course.
Are we really? That's funny. I did cheat and see that someone asked me how married life was. I suppose I'll tell you in January. Well, January is when we will begin cohabitating in an actual house. Before that, we're going to be hopping all around. But yeah, I don't know how married life is. I'm a little bit nervous, though. Here's why. I've lived by myself for 26 years. 26 years I've lived by myself, Jay. It's a little scary to think about having someone else in the house full time.
It will be different. It will be a change.
What if I suck at it?
No.
No, I'm serious. I love having company. I love having people stay. I'm a great hostess, but it's been a quarter of a century that I've lived by myself.
Well, yeah, Penny.
It's not the same. Although she requires way more maintenance than Bob does. Trust me. Oh, that dog. She is a trip.
Well, that's actually where we're going to start here.
Really?
Yes.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, producer Jay. Ask Amy Anything, part of the Hump Show every week.
Although, just going back to the wedding questions, they are still getting a ton in, and a lot of them have been answered in video form, which you can go check out. So just go to our YouTube page.
YouTube channel, parts 1 and 2, Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle. Do you think we'll be doing another version, though? Do you get enough unique questions that we'll do another version before the wedding? Or should it be a holiday version and maybe you'll work in some questions about the nuptials?
Yeah, I'm sure we could work in a few more about the nuptials.
So we run out of questions then. That's good.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot that, like I said, I've already been answered. Like, we've got through, tried to pick the most.
Still,
like,
a couple that have not been answered.
There are a couple that have not been answered.
You worry, I'll answer them in due time.
Yeah, we'll get some more in and a video version coming up. But let's start here with Ask Amy Anything today. So, everyone, I've gotten this from a multiple amount of people, wants to know how Penny is doing from last week.
Well, she's currently wearing an inflated donut around her neck, but she has not locked herself in the bathroom again, which is good. Poor thing. She got stuck in there because the donut around her neck wouldn't allow her to squeeze through the door once it was kind of half shut. Anyway, poor thing. But she's much better. The hot spot is not nearly as hot. I've been cleaning it. I've been putting ointment on it. She's on antibiotics. This dog is, she is well cared for. She does not flinch as much anymore. And now she's sleeping on that side again. So for a while, she wasn't sleeping on the side, the hip where the hot spot is. But the hair started to grow back. Poor thing, she's got a shaved area on her rear end. But I guess she doesn't notice that it's cooler over there. So she's finally sleeping on that spot again. So that's good. She's in a much better shape than she was last week.
Penny's on the mend. All right, let's get into some Halloween-themed questions here, because it's time.
Okay.
So Mike wants to know, what's your favorite Halloween movie?
Oh, wow. I don't think I have one. I watched the original Scream and the second one, so Scream and Scream 2, but they're stupid. Oh. After a while, they're stupid. I did like the original.
The first one's good,
with Courtney Cox, right?
Right.
I like the original. That was pretty much the extent. I'm not big into horror movies. It's not my thing. Don't yell at me, but I've never once seen any of the Friday the 13th. Those are the Jason movies. Or no, right. Freddy. Jason.
Friday the 13th is Jason.
Okay, Jason with the mask.
Right.
Yeah. I've never seen any of those. I'm just not a
Halloween.
Yeah. How about, is there a Charlie Brown Halloween?
Great Pumpkin.
There we go. Right. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. That one I will watch. If that counts as Halloween, or maybe it's just fall. I'm much more into fall and just November in general, just Thanksgiving and pumpkins and all that jazz, than I am into Halloween. Yeah. I did get costumed up when I was a kid, and we would have roller skating parties, my little elementary school. So I did that when I was a kid.
Well, that's going to lead me right into David's question, who wants to know what has been your best Halloween costume, and he also wants to know, what's the best Halloween costume you've ever seen?
Ever?
Yeah, or a couple of good ones you can remember in the past.
Huh. That's a good question. My most unique Halloween costume ever was when I dressed up as an encyclopedia. I was in third grade, and my mom and I made a giant book out of a cardboard box. And I'm not kidding you. I did, in fact, roller skate with the box on. And then when it came time for couples skate, you know, when you're like a third grader and you're waiting for a boy to ask you to skate with him, but then you have to hold hands, and it's very unnerving. Anyway, no one asked me to in my costume, so I had to take off the encyclopedia, and then a boy asked me to skate, I swear. So I dressed up as, how do you skate with someone who's in a huge box? It's an encyclopedia. I had it on my arms, right? So the box, the book opened up because my arms were through it in armholes. Stop it. Yeah. So anyway, that was probably my most unique and creative. I've been a cowgirl in the past, authentic cowboy boots and overalls and a red hat and blah, blah, blah. My favorite costumes, because I'm a total Star Wars nerd, are the ones where people paint their faces like Darth Maul, or they dress up like like Chewbacca or Stormtrooper. I'm big into the Star Wars costumes. People take it a little bit too far. Actually, whenever I go see a symphony concert, that Star Wars, people dress up in costume for those too. So, yeah, those are probably my favorites, especially if you actually have a lightsaber. Oh, bring it. Let's
just
go.
Give me an idea for the weekend, so thank you.
Are you dressing up for the weekend? You have a party?
I do, and I don't have a costume, so.
Get a lightsaber. You'll be super cool.
Might just get one anyway. last one here on Halloween. Gary wants to know, have you ever or did you used to go to haunted houses?
Oh, yes. Love haunted houses. Just because it's fun to freak yourself out. For sure. But the thing that scares me the most is putting your hand into a hole and not knowing what's in there. Oh, it's that's horrifying. The worst. It can feel like brains. It can be gushy blood. Yeah, it is horrifying. I don't know that I was super brave in those cases. I'd rather ride a roller coaster, for heaven's sakes, than stick my hand into a hole where there could be a there could be a spider. Speaking of that, a couple of days ago, I was on the phone with Bob. I come in from walking Penny. I walk into my kitchen. No joke. Still on the phone with Bob. Ah! Scream. A giant spider had crawled out from underneath my fridge, I suppose, because he was not there when I left to walk the dog. Giant brown recluse spider. I was screaming. Bob is like, calm down, take a breath.
Hey, easy for him to say. He's not
yeah,
in the room.
Exactly. So he said, grab your shoe, you know, smash the spider on the floor. Oh my gosh, legs and guts went flying. It was disgusting. It made a squishing noise. And then I screamed again. So poor Bob. He may not be able to hear from now on.
That would have been that spider's kitchen if that was my house.
That was my Halloween experience. I'm good now. Thank you. Thank you. No more spiders. Yeah, that was my spook.
Let's move on to food here for a minute. Brian wants to know, I like this one. What's your favorite potato chip
flavor? No one wanted to
know
about candy corn?
Candy corn, do you like it?
No.
All right.
Okay, that answers the question. All right, good. I'm sorry. What?
Oh, what's your favorite potato chip flavor?
Oh, potato chip flavor? Oh, gosh. I love the, it's the one with the sour cream. Shoot.
An onion?
No, not the onion. Just the sour cream ones. Those are really good. If we're asking about, like, Tostitos, it's hint of lime. But there's also a hint of jalapeno now that's really good. Hint of guacamole is good. I've always loved, though, like really salty Lay's potato chips. Just, oh, man. If I weren't trying to fit into a wedding dress, that would be one of my favorite snacks. But, yeah, corn chips, too. The light, crispy, salty Cantina chips. Stop it with the chips.
Now I want
sun chips, garden salsa sun chips.
Did you, speaking of jalapeno, did you see the new pepper that just came out? That's 1,000 times hotter than a jalapeno.
I can't even eat a jalapeno. It makes the top of my head burn.
Pepper X.
I feel like, oh gosh, they renamed it. Yeah. Like Gen X.
Yeah.
We need to burn them up. That's as far as I can go is a jalapeno because it feels like the top of my head is on fire. Don't ask me why. I don't know why.
Tony wants to, or he asks, if you could participate in any game show.
So is it worse than a ghost pepper? I'm sorry. Yeah. Is it worse than a ghost pepper?
It's the new hottest pepper in the world.
How do they make a new hot pepper?
Science. Did it.
Okay, good answer.
Yeah, Pepper X is called.
Would you try it?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I like spicy. I really like jalapenos.
No, this will kill you.
Right. I don't know if I'd go. I don't want to, like, injure myself.
It could make your skin burn off.
It's just not even tasteful at that point.
Yeah, what's the fun of that exactly? Just
there
to say
none.
You did it?
Yeah,
but
really.
You could die. I could die. I don't know, but you could die.
Could.
All right, what's the next question here on Ask Amy Anything?
Tony wants to know, if you could participate in any game show, which one would you choose?
Family Feud! Oh my gosh, I love Family Feud! Plus, my family is wacko. We would absolutely make a total spectacle of ourselves. So yes, Family Feud, but the hard part would be choosing the family members, because some of them would be really upset if they were not on Family Feud. But I would have to be the captain, of course. So yeah, that would be amazing. Family Feud. Family Feud.
Would you go first or second in Fast Money?
I would go first in Fast Money.
Okay.
It's hard when you get the dun-dun because you repeated someone's answer.
Yeah.
Family Feud. That would be the best.
We'll go here. Mike wants to know, what TV show makes you laugh the hardest?
Well, I still love Friends. I can still watch Friends reruns and laugh out loud at Friends. So that's my favorite comedy of all time. Seinfeld is still really good. Can you tell a product of the 90s here? Trying to think of anything recently. The Big Bang Theory was funny. There were some funny moments in that. The new show Ghosts also has some funny moments. I don't watch it religiously, but that one was okay. Movies, I mean, I'm more of a drama girl. I watch crime dramas on TV. Movies, though, let's see. I like rom-coms. Oh, I like The Money Pit. Bob and I watched it this weekend. He had seen it in years. And so we laughed our rear ends off at Tom Hanks losing his mind over the tub falling through the floor. No, we were laughing so hard we were crying. So that's, yeah, that's the one. One of the best movie scenes in cinematic history, Jay. You have to agree.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Let's get this one in. This comes from Academy Theaters. Wants to know, how does being in New York City affect your show? What are the advantages? What are some disadvantages?
Oh, well, the advantage is that everything comes through here, right? So analysts, experts, insiders, broadcasters, eventually everyone comes through here for a conference. Obviously, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, they're based in this. Well, the NHL's in Toronto, right? But they do have offices in New York. So they're based here, too. So it's easy access. The stressful part is the traffic. I'm not kidding you. Jay and I have to calm down almost every night when we walk into this building in Lower Manhattan because the traffic can be so stressful. I know it sounds crazy because we work late at night, but it's not crazy. In New York, there's no opposite traffic. There's only traffic. And there's construction. There's road closures at night. And it's, right, it's high blood pressure and road rage half the time we come into work. So that part is really challenging. The advantages are it's the center of the media universe. The disadvantages, it's not easy access when it comes to driving in. I mean, it's a stressful process every night.
Last one before rapid fire. Tom wants to know, do you like practical jokes? Do you like playing them?
Well, considering that I had the worst ever April Fool's joke played on me when I was in my 20s. I've actually stopped doing them. So I do enjoy them. I like watching other people do them, but I don't like paybacks. So I feel bad now because I felt so terrible when I had a joke played on me going back to my 20s when a guy faux proposed with a ring box and I was like, oh no. And yeah, it ruined our relationship. Yeah, I can't.
That's not a good joke.
I feel bad. It's an awful joke, I know.
All right, rapid fire here. Ice sculpture or sand sculpture?
Sand. Give me the beach, baby.
Acoustic or electric guitar?
Acoustic.
Roller derby or figure skating?
Roller derby.
Hammock or lawn chair?
I kind of fall out of hammocks, but they are relaxing if I can get in them. I just can't get out of them, so I'll say hammock.
Plan it or wing it?
Oh, I'm a planner. You know I'm a planner. It's my special gift.
Hardcover or paperback?
Hardcover.
T-Rex or Stegosaurus?
T-Rex, baby. It's CBS Sports Radio.